Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields from Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look at the first reading for Monday, October 29th. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 12 through chapter 5, verse 8. 4:12 through 5:8. I recommend, if it's at all possible, not if you're driving, but if it's at all possible to have your scripture with you, I use the New American Bible translation since that's the translation used for the mass readings. And so I use that translation. Really urge you to have your scripture with you because as I've said before, when we get it through a couple of different senses, the word has more of an opportunity to penetrate, both through sight and through hearing, has a way of enabling us to grab hold of the meaning more thoroughly. So again, Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32 through 5:8. Brothers and sisters, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. Be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. God in Christ offered himself to the Father that you and I might become like him, sons and daughters of God, truly sons and daughters of God, for that is what we are, Scripture tells us. That's what we are. But we withdraw, we think more out of our five senses than we do out of the truth. We interpret what we see, what we hear, and many times our conclusions are wrong, but that's what we do. The closer we draw to Christ, the more his light illumines our path, the more we begin to see his direction, and we are changed. Let me repeat this. Be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. Immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be mentioned among you, as is fitting among holy ones. No obscenity or silly or suggestive talk, which is out of place, but instead, thanksgiving. Be grateful for everything you've been given. Recount the goodness of God to you in your own heart as you're going from one place to another, one job to another, whatever the case may be. Thank him for something that he has done for you, something that you recognize. Ask that your eyes and your ears be open to see more clearly his merciful kindness to us day in and day out. Be sure of this, that no immoral or impure or greedy person, that is an idolater, one who worships the things of this world, that no person like that, immoral or impure or greedy, that is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. That's very strong wording right there. Very strong. Pay attention. God gives grace. You don't have to make this happen on your own, but you need to embrace God's values and God's priorities and ask for the grace to live by them. Ask for it. I ask for it 50 times a day sometimes, but it's there when I need it. But I have to make a choice because I don't gravitate that way, unfortunately. The flesh is the flesh. And we want the easiest way out with the most benefit. That's just who we are. But if we put ourselves under the Lordship of Christ, if we've been baptized, the graces are there for us to conform ourselves more and more to him. And there is where true happiness is. See, the world holds up its idea of happiness, and we're drawn, we're lured into that because we want happiness. But God is showing us the way that leads to eternal happiness. Open your heart. Open your mind. Make some decisions. Put your way of thinking in conformity with Christ. Takes time. Tame the mind. Tame it. Put the harness on it. Get it to do what you know God wants you to do, and the grace will be there to live that out. Let no one deceive you with empty arguments, for because of these things the wrath of God is coming upon the disobedient. Do not be associated with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. You are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. When you're baptized, original sin is broken in your life. It's destroyed in your life. The power and the effects of original sin, the sin of Adam and Eve that we were born with. But when we choose Christ, that shackle is broken. And you can live in the light. And you can know the one who is the way, the truth, the life, the light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it. Do you live in that light? The closer you draw to Christ, the more that light will shine in you and shine through you. Live as children of light, says Paul. Psalm 1, behave like God as his very dear children. Bless the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. Not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Not because God wants them to vanish, but because they've chosen. They've chosen another pathway. Choose the path that is Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He will lead you into eternal light and life forever. Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight, and notice what's the first thing she did, glorified God. She stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, "How dare you violate the law? Who do you think you are?" He who is the origin and the source of all things. Do you see how sin blinds us? Do you see pride is sinful? Do you see how pride can blind us and deafen us? That he doesn't recognize him, even though he says he's the leader of the synagogue. So he is very faithful to prayer. He's very faithful to doing what the Jewish law taught them to do. But what happened is the means, that is, the law is the means to union with God. He made it the end. If I obeyed the law, then I was in. I was good. Do you understand, brothers and sisters? We need to do the right things, but we need to do them for the right reasons. And here in the Jewish synagogue, and it certainly is in every grouping of people, but in this case, here in the Jewish synagogue, where people committed to the law because they wanted to be obedient to God. They were committed to the law, but they made the law the end. The goal was the keeping of the law, but the law was to be kept in order that we might come to union with God, that we might please God and have everlasting life. That's what God has in store for us. The leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, no work on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." And the Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering?" In other words, you do necessary work. "This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, might she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated. Oh, when you're humiliated, you know what that can cause. We start to seek revenge. So all his adversaries were humiliated, but the whole crowd, that is, the people, rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. Where do you find yourself? Are you a bit of a Pharisee, always kind trying to assess people according to, did they do absolutely everything right? Or do you look for the people who are kind, generous, merciful? What kind of people do you associate with? Do you associate with hypocrites? Do you associate with sinners? I hope you do, because we're all sinners. But are you willing to love God in his people? Be generous to the poor, kind to the suffering, a teacher in kindness, a teacher to those who are going down the wrong path, an example, a model. Do you reach out to others? Do you seek to serve them? Or are you encapsulated, in a sense, in this is my world, these are my goals, these are my plans? We all have to have goals and plans. I'm not saying that we shouldn't. But what place do they occupy in our lives? See, the important thing is that as I live through my day seeking to do what is right and good before God, which is my first goal, I need to be conscious that God may want to use me in the lives of those around me. And more in our world and the pace of our world, the speed that is so venerated in our world, we trample on people, we miss them, we push them aside. We might say, "Oh, I've never done that." But have you done it by ignoring? You can't reach out to every person, but are you conscious that the God of the universe who gave you life wants to bring as many others that he created but do not know him, that he's calling you because you do know him to reach out to those around you? When we do that, God sees in us a genuine son or a genuine daughter, and he draws very near. May God lead you and bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.